Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hey, this is Lauren Larson from UME, and I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. This hour, I'm playing whatever I want to play. It's my KUTX. We've been on a little bit of a break, but we are so excited to be back. Our new record, Other Nature, is out now on Modern Outsider Records, an amazing local indie label here out of Austin. We are going on tour with The Sword this week, and we're just excited to be out there again. This first song is Facets Squared by Fugazi. So this is probably one of the highlights of my youth. It's the memory of Eric and myself as kids in the front row of the Fugazi concert, losing ourselves in the madness of the music in a sweaty but safe mosh pit. And I remember thinking as I saw Fugazi play, I want to be in a band. Could I be in a band? I want to play guitar like that. I want to make people feel this way. And it's probably part of why I like to go crazy on stage. We'll be right back. That was Fugazi with Facet Squared. And up next is a little change of pace. This is Rick Ocasek with Emotion in Motion. So I picked Emotion in Motion because this was actually my first favorite song. I was 5 years old listening to my parents' 45 of this song and thought, you know what? I bet this is what love sounds like. And it was mine and Eric's wedding song. And it's still one of my favorite feel-good jams of all time. So we just heard Rick Ocasek, Emotion in Motion. Up next is one of my favorite artists, PJ Harvey, In Dark Places. So I find in a PJ Harvey kind of this mixing of catharsis and I think a really fine attention to songwriting that's really inspiring. I think her music is massively powerful, but she also has a poise that I think is unlike any other artist. So it was hard to pick one song from PJ Harvey, but I think this is a really intelligent protest song that is probably the song I've gone back to the most in the past 5 years. This is Lauren from Ume, and this is my KUTX. So we just heard In Dark Places from PJ Harvey, and next we're going to hear Corpse Pose from Unwound. So it was at an Unwound concert when we decided to form a noisy rock band that became Ume. Our drummer had never played drums, Eric did not play bass, and I sure as heck had never sung. Didn't even like to hear my voice in a microphone. So we picked up some broken gear, and I eventually started screaming, and we hope to one day get a show outside the garage. And that's thanks to an Unwound concert.
Watch.
We just heard Unwound playing Corpse Pose. Now we're going to change gears again to a Nina Simone, To Love Somebody. This is probably my favorite version of what I think is one of the best love songs of all time. Nobody has a voice like Nina Simone, and I don't think anyone else could evoke this sort of emotion. I love this song.
Certain kind of light's never shone on me. I want my whole life to be live with you, live with you. There's a way, everybody say.
That was Nina Simone, To Love Somebody. And next is a song by a band out of North Carolina called Mount Moriah, and it's called Telling the Hour. So after our first record, I got an email from a girl named Heather who worked at a record store in Chapel Hill, and she said that she loved our band. And we got to meet at CMJ in New York City. And Heather's performance of this song was the first live performance to ever move me to tears. She now has a solo project on Merge called H.C. McIntyre, and she's also the backup singer for Angel Olsen. But this song is from her band Mount Moriah, and I've always loved Heather. I think she's forever one of my muses.
Oh, be still. Oh, be quiet. Let the sun fade in tonight. No sounds, no light, like flies in a jar. We are mostly harmless. Give me whiskey, give me wine in an unfaithful sky. Give me scars so dark, I will have no chance. except for this vanishing hour of darkness.
Hey, this is Lauren Larson from UMe, and you're listening to my KUTX. I've taken over the control room here at KU Tech's Austin. Hope you're enjoying the music I picked this hour, and you can see the playlist at kutx.org. So this next song is by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. It's entitled I Need You. I was listening to a lot of Nick Cave as I started writing this new album, Other Nature, and this song is featured in the film One More Time with Feeling. The music that I think touches me the most is music that is raw and powerful and imperfect and real. And I can't imagine a more emotive or real song than this one.
Waiting around, I will miss you when you're never again, 'cause nothing really matters, nothing really matters anymore, not even today, no matter how hard I try. When you're standing in the end, and baby, nothing, nothing, nothing I need you.
Just heard Nick Cave, I Need You. Next is Blonde Redhead, this song called Swing Pool. And this is a very early Blonde Redhead track from their first album. I saw Blonde Redhead perform at the Old Emo's Trail of the Dead opened. It was probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to. I think this band is the perfect combination of kind of grace and sensuality, but also a kind of an unhinged punk rock ethos, and I never would have screamed in a mic if it wasn't for Kazu, and I think that this song has one of the best emotional screams.
Thank you.
So you just heard Blonde Redhead with Swing Pool. Next is Neil Young and Crazy Horse. My My Hey Hey, Out of the Blue. I got to see Neil Young a few years ago, and it was the best sounding performance I've ever seen. This song, I think, has one of the defining lines of my life. Rock and roll can never die. I was honored to play a version of this song, the more rockin' version, with Nancy Wilson of Heart in San Francisco a few years back. And that was probably the highlight of my musical career. This is Lauren Larson from the band Ume, and this is My KUTX. I'm the guest DJ for this hour. If you miss any of the show or want to see my playlist, you can find the full episode at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. So we just heard Neil Young, My My Hey Hey, Out of the Blue, and we're going to change pace again. This is Jawbreaker, Kiss the Bottle. My first mixtape that introduced me to punk and underground DIY music was Jawbreaker. And it kind of led me into what was happening at a community center in a nearby small town in Southeast Texas, where they were bringing in different punk and DIY bands. So this mixtape of Jawbreaker is what led me to joining my first band at age 14, and the rest is history. So we unfortunately missed them when they were through Austin last week, or a couple weeks ago. We were in New York City, but I did get to see the reunion show in Chicago last year. So in this track, you hear a voice breaking in so many levels, and I love it.
You wake up to an empty night.
So this next track is a Julian Baker, Claws in Your Back. I would say that Julian Baker is probably my favorite new artist. When I started playing in bands as a young guitarist, I didn't know any other women who were playing music. You know, my goal even then when I was a teenager was to be seen as a guitarist, not as an anomaly because I was a girl. And I even said back when I was a teenager that I'll be fighting for the day when a girl can take the stage with a guitar and nobody will think twice. Nobody will be surprised to see her there, and nobody will question if she's really, you know, in the band. So what I'm seeing in this new generation, especially with artists like Julian Baker, I think this realization, there's so many powerful new artists, and it makes me so happy. And Julian Baker brought me to tears a few months back with her performance at Emo's. I find her music a raw and unhinged emotion that holds nothing back.
I can die.
Hey, this is Lauren Larson from UME, wrapping up my hour as the guest DJ on KUTX. We have a new record out called Other Nature. It's out on Modern Outsider Records. You can find that over at our website, umemusic.com, umemusic.com. And you can find the full episode of this in my playlist at KUTX. Just look for my KUTX. So the last song I picked is Van Morrison, Domino. And if you want to know where I have been the last few years, it's raising a daughter named Domino. So this song is the namesake of our daughter, and now it's one of her favorite songs too. And I will forever hear this song and think of the joys of my life with my daughter, Domino.
Change. You may get disgusted, start thinking that I'm strange. Their kids are going to ground, get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worst or what is best. Do it. Never hear from him. That just meant it didn't call.